Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's planning meeting on Monday, the 8th of May. I have apologies for absence from Councillor Brenda Taylor and Councillor Fred Cagill. Does anyone know of any other apologies, please? Okay, thank you. We have no members of the public wishing to speak this evening, so I'll move straight on to item two, minutes of the meeting held on the 24th of April 2017. They have been circulated. Is it your wish I sign them as a true record of the last meeting?
Yes,
thank you. Declarations of pecuniary interest and dispensation. I have two to make. Firstly, 17/0866 full, Hallsdale Nursing Home. I need to declare a personal interest because clients of my employer do actually reside in Hallsdale Nursing Home. And secondly, with regard to in Littleham Ward, application 17/0912, change of use, Hospice Care Exmouth and Limpstone Centre, I need to declare a pecuniary interest because I am employed by Hospice Care Exmouth and Limpstone. I therefore need someone to chair that particular item because I'll need to leave the room and the Vice Chairman is not here. So I wonder if I have a volunteer. You'd be happy to do that? Thank you.
Can I ask a question on that? If you do leave the room, we're down to five, does that matter?
Well,
I mean, if you say you can't vote, but I don't see where to leave the room. But
I was deciding whether it's pecuniary or personal. In fact, it is my employer's application.
Yeah,
but I have to say it doesn't affect my own employment. It doesn't affect my own employment or my own. Oh, right, yes, that's fine.
Also, item 7 for us for licensing, please.
Yes?
Yeah,
we're not 6 because he's not
there.
No,
I'm just observing.
There's 5 of us. Yeah.
No, he's an observer. Brian's not on the committee.
4, 5.
Brian's an observer.
I'm on DMC, I can't vote.
So he's not actually on the committee?
No. I'm just here to observe.
We'll have it ratified at full council next week.
Yes, good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other declarations of interest other than what I've taken for licensing? Any others? Thank you.
Licensing as well, then.
Thank you. There's no items of urgent business. So move on to determine applications under delegated powers. Firstly, Brixington Ward 17/0855. Tree application, Marley House, Higher Marley Road, fell T3 Willow, T5 Oak, reduce one limb extending towards house by 2 metres, existing spread 12 metres, maximum diameter cuts 50 millimetres, fell a holly T6, fell a cherry T7, and T8 Portuguese laurel, remove one limb overhanging the garden. We have received a tree officer's report, which I'll ask Sue to read to you. Thank you.
Yes, tree officer reports that these trees are present in a well-wooded grounds of Marley House and the proposed works are not of individual significance and would not be detrimental to the amenity of the area. You can see that the holly's a bit strange, isn't it? So his recommendation is for approval subject to the replacement tree planting of 2 trees in place of the willow and the cherry.
Thank you. Councillor Nicholas? Thank you. Seconded?
Yep.
Proposed and seconded for approval in accordance with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 17/0695 tree, 14 Valley Way, Turkey Oak Crown lift to no more than 5 metres height over a garden by removing 3 less than 75 millimetre diameter branches arising at props 4 metres on main trunk, and the reason being to ensure the clearance over garden and to prevent long-term nuisance. Again, we have received the tree officer's report, which I'll ask Sue to give you the details.
Yes, the tree officer states this tree is grown in the Valley Way woodland owned by East Devon District Council and makes a significant contribution to the amenity of the area. The proposed works, however, will not impact on the amenity value of the tree or of the woodland and will reduce the dominance of the tree over the adjacent residential garden area. Thank you. So his recommendation is for approval.
Thank you. Councillor Nicholas?
The tree officer.
Seconded. Proposed and seconded for approval in agreement with the tree officer's report. All those in favour? And against? No, thank you. Now move to Little and Ward, application 17, oblique 0726, advertising, Davy Court, Buckingham Close. One non-illuminated V signboard, one hoarding sign, and four flags. Councillor
yes.
Nash?
Can you make, please, Ron's the second one down, development, to be that one larger? The main problem is that one. It's very, very high. It's the whole height of hoarding. The hoarding is now up, which will protect the development as it takes place. But to have these massive visuals, these two ladies at the end, and they'll be about 19 feet high, looking into people's bedroom windows, it will be an absolute eyesore. And a hoarding is important to keep in things from falling out and people walking across, but it does not have to be totally covered in this type of thing, in a residential area. On an industrial state, it might be different.
Sure.
Also, they've got, as you see, the rest of those, in addition to this main massive visual on the hoarding, they've got pop-up things and flags. And I do remember the last development they did, we had to officially complain after the building was completed 3 years later to take some of their flags and for sale signs down. So I'm saying it's not appropriate at all in a residential area where you've got bungalows and people's bedroom windows facing out onto it.
Okay. Councillor Chapman.
Thank you, Chairman. On the flags, can we put a 6 month time limit, please? Because the one on Sargenton Road, they had them up for years. And because we didn't put a time limit on them, we had trouble getting them down.
I think we usually say when the development's complete.
And the last apartment was sold, we put on that one, didn't we?
Yeah.
They had one pokey little flat that they didn't sell. So we need to say so long after completion of the development.
Yeah, I was going to say we'd
not
have to...
Not on sale of the flats, please.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine, understood. Yeah.
You can actually see the building as it's proposed, how high the hoarding is, so you get an idea of the massive visual gaudy modes and logos and pictures.
Okay.
So I would move...
refusal, yeah. Councillor Serum?
I would concur with what Councillor Nash has said. It is important to help firms get advertising, but on this occasion the advertising is out of keeping with the area that they
So they're actually going to...
So we'll be approving the flags and the...
Approving the flags, approving the flags subject to them being taken down when the development has been completed within 6 months of development completed.
And what about the V sign
and
board there?
The V sign, are you happy with the V sign?
It's non-illuminated.
It's non-illuminated, which is...
Make that a bit bigger.
Which is what you were talking about. I mean, this is not the hoarding, this is the other... V sign, yeah.
Well, they're being set in concrete 2 metres deep, as if they're going to stay there forever, which they probably will, until the last flat is sold.
But I think we need to say the same again, then, don't we, that
they
need to be taken out after the completion, 6 months after completion, and then obviously we'll say we object to the hoarding due to the visual impact that it's going to be on the surrounding area, and it's out of keeping in that in a residential area.
Gemma, can we also limit the for sale signs? Because on the Sargenton Road we had 8 for sale signs going along.
They haven't applied for them yet.
Sorry?
They'll have to come back and apply for further advertising signage.
Yeah,
because this is purely in respect of these
signs.
Yeah. They're not, if they're going to change the signs, then they'll need to come back and get further application.
What about the for sale signs?
They can have the smaller ones like they do in people's houses, but if they're going to have larger than the set size, then they would have to come back with a planning application for advertising.
Yeah.
So they'd only be allowed the ones that you usually get in a private house, which is the limit that you're allowed without asking for planning application.
We've dealt with them before.
We have.
And we know that they do tend to leave these things up.
Yeah.
for years.
Yeah. Councillor Bailey.
May I just make a suggestion, if possible, that if there are to be flagpoles, the actual line is inside the flagpole and run on a track. Because otherwise the rope is going to make an awful noise like they do in the green. With the
I like getting halyards.
And it's going to keep residents awake all night, especially when it's very quiet.
And it is very close to residents, unlike some of the other developments they've had, in fairness, isn't it? So it's proposed for refusal on that basis, that it's out of keep. Well, the actual hoarding part of this application is refused. A split decision, but we approve the other two. But we have got the conditions that we've just set out. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. And now we move to the town ward application 17, a big 0016 advertising, 17 Imperial Road. One static illuminated fascia sign and one illuminated hanging sign. This is amended plans. The size of the lettering KFC reduced to match existing and remain internally illuminated as existing. Box sign over entrance to remain same as existing but with new vinyl covering to match corporate requirements. Proposed new internally illuminated projected hanging sign to be square to replace the existing, which is round. Councillor Masding.
Yes.
Well, it's certainly reduced in size to what we originally had, isn't it?
Yes.
Councillor Nash?
Yes, after we refused it at this planning committee a while back, surprisingly, the developer, the company operating the advertising KFC, wrote to me asking if we chucked it out, what do we want? And we said, we don't want this garish, but most important, we don't want the KFC to be twice the size as it is at the moment. Also, the illuminated box was too big, and they said yes, okay, they accept that and put new plans in, which they've done, so they have accepted what we wanted. So, I agree with Rob and second approval.
Yeah.
It looks better,
a lot better, isn't it? So, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? No, thank you. Then we move to Withycombe Raleigh.
Can you just ask about trading hours, whether they want it switched off?
The lighting, the illuminated sign, do you wish to put the normal clause that we have done before, that we want it turned off outside working hours? Yeah. Thank you. Now move to Withycombe Raleigh, application 17, oblique 0528 advertising. Now this we've discussed last time, we've sought clarification. This is McDonald's at Liverton Business Park, where we had some confusion that East Devon had actually given wrong information. It's 6 illuminated totem signs, 2 illuminated banner signs, 2 illuminated directional signs and 1 other illuminated sign. We deferred this from the last meeting for clarification and they've now come back with a clarification to say it's 8 existing repositioned signs, 4 new signs to replicate existing lane signs, 2 unlit banner signs and 1 goalpost height restrictor. So it's actually similar to what they had before. They've just changed it because they've changed the design of their drive-through. So I think we've actually got the clarification that we wanted, that they're not all illuminated and it isn't the banner signs on the outside, which we were concerned that it might be. So in light of that and that we've got the changes, can I propose that we approve now that we've received the alterations? Can I have a seconder? Thank you. So proposed and seconded to approve. All those in favour? Any against? No. Thank you. Now move on to the planning applications, consultation. Firstly, Brixington, application 17/0915 full, 63 Maple Drive. Construction of single storey side extension and rear extension. Highways do not wish to comment and we've had no representations. Councillor Nicholas?
There are others who don't have the same thing up through there.
Right. It is a single story extension. It is similar, I think, to others in the road. But, Councillor Chapman, have you got any observations?
No, it's the same as some of the others in the road, so no objection.
No. So, proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 17/0580 full, 1 Marion's Way. Raised decking and new steps to front of property. Amended description, construction of raised decking and steps with associated balustrade and installation of cladding to front elevations. We had no objection to the original plan and Highways do not wish to comment. We received no representations. Councillor Nicholas?
Well, I did wonder at the time whether or not, because you go straight out the door.
Far off the decking.
That's the front of it, sorry. That's the front of it, and what they basically are doing is putting in, we've also got a side entrance, but they're putting in like bigger windows, you know, that you can open. But there is a raised sort of step and walkway, and it's really, really run down at the moment. So anything that they put there will be an improvement.
Yeah.
But when I went up around the back, they've actually cleared all the overgrowth and everything.
No, it was quite derelict, so having vast improvement.
Well, I really don't wish to see them one late night comes.
So, proposed and seconded for approval,
yeah.
Proposed and seconded for approval, all those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now move to Holsden Ward, application 17/0986 full, 16 Little Mood Lane. Construction of single storey side and rear extension and alterations and enlargements to roof to provide first floor accommodation. Highways do not wish to comment. We've received no representations. I've actually had a look at this, and this is fairly in line with some of the others in the road, and certainly not as large as the ones that we've turned down in recent weeks. Quite a lot of them have got dormers on them, and quite a lot of them have had their roofs extended, but this is certainly more in keeping with the other houses in Little Mead Lane than the ones that we've had that were in other closest surrounding Little Mead Lane. So I actually haven't got any concerns with this particular one, so I'm happy to propose approval.
I'll second.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No, thank you. Next application is 17/0983 full, 6 Featherbed Lane. Construction of extension to roof to allow loft conversion. Again, if you go to Featherbed Lane, numerous properties have actually had loft conversions, and this is in line with very many others that are in the same road and won't make any difference to the street scene because there's others not even a few doors away from it that have already had this done. So I've got no concerns with this one. So again, I'm happy to propose approval. Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next one is 17/0866 full, Hallsdown Nursing Home. Construction of single storey side extension and outdoor terrace. We've had one representation with people sitting or standing on the proposed external decking would overlook the lounge of the property next door, resulting in privacy. Now, I didn't, when I visited the premises, nobody raised any concerns with me, so this has obviously come in since I visited the property, so I don't know if you've got anything that illustrates that to members at all, Ron's, other than this one, have you, or not? You haven't got any side elevation to next or the location where it is.
In the corner, in the top right-hand corner.
I mean, I can't see that it's going to be...
Go up, as it's the next place there.
a deck in.
That's the one in up,
yeah,
across there.
Yeah. I have to say, looking at it, it didn't seem that, you know, it seemed quite a distance from the property. When's this one got to be in? 15.
Does the diagram at the top right there show the dwelling?
Yeah. I mean, it didn't seem that close. When I was up there, it didn't seem that close, if you know what I mean, when I was looking at it at the rear of Hallsdown Nursing Home.
It's hard to tell, really.
Yeah. Because it's actually at the back of the nursing home, if you see what I mean. It's at the, which means it would be in. Just trying to think, because it won't be
Alston
in Northern
Avenue.
Drive.
Alston Avenue, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's got the Hallsdown Gardens. That it's got the bungalows around by the side.
Yeah.
And thank you. Right, so it's Morven Drive. So that's their own three there.
243, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that where the Deccan is?
Yeah.
On that end there?
Yeah.
Overlooking 243A. 243A.
Yeah. Which might be. Because actually there's something between that, because I couldn't see it when I was there. It wasn't, you know what I mean? It wasn't obvious that you. It wasn't obvious that you could see the dwelling from being, you know what I mean? From,
yeah.
But I was obviously ground level. I wasn't high on the decking.
Yeah, it's been consorted, so I guess it's.
Yeah.
It is on the East Devon portal, so.
Yeah. I think I might have to perhaps.
What's the bit at the top, Jan?
Pardon?
That little bit.
Yeah, that's the little bit. That's the decking.
That's the decking.
That's the decking. On the side there, that little bit at
the
top is the decking. And it's 243A that says it's overlooking into their garden. Well, I think we're going to have to. I mean, I think I'll have to say that I'm happy with the single story side extension, but concerned about the outdoor decking.
Yeah, it's a bit close to the boundary.
Yeah. So I think I'm happy with the single story side extension that they're having.
No, it's the way around. Look, that's the extension, and that's the decking.
The decking is there.
So I don't know.
Well, that's not overlooking anybody.
Because these belong to.
Because they belong to, but that isn't anyway. Those two around a little bit, round the side.
Yeah. So maybe the person who's looked at the plans is the neighbour.
I was
going to
say, because certainly I was round the side of the side, and you could not see the 243A when I was stood there.
So maybe the neighbours thinks that that's
yeah.
the decking and
yeah.
the other one's the extension.
Yeah, and the decking's the other side. Now, in that case, I'll propose. In that case, I'm happy to propose approval.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm happy to propose approval.
Yeah.
Because it's not. It certainly is not going to overlook if it's that single story bit. It's not going to overlook because there's actually a boundary to Hallsdown Nursing Home. No, it's at the side.
It's at the side,
and there's just the roof-like things in the top.
Yeah.
So you can't. It's a plain wall along the side. But if you go down, there's actually a wall that they've got. The front goes all the way around the side. So,
yeah,
I mean, I couldn't see a thing when I was, you know, I was below the. Yeah. So, no. In that case, I'm happy to propose approval.
Yeah. And if it's on the ground floor, Chairman, it might be to get a hoist in.
Yeah. Yeah, but certainly the extension is just to add a bit to the side. No, that's a bit sore, but I mean the having seen it, and that definitely is a deck into the other side. I mean that's nowhere near anybody. So I'm happy to propose approval. Have a second. Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Thank you. Now move to 28 Trinfield Avenue, rear and front dormers, side. Lights, roof lights, side roof lights, and rear extension and front porch. The amended plans for consultation, removal of the window on the south elevation of proposed garden room and repositioning of roof lights on north and south elevations of this proposed rear dormer. Now, I have to say we objected to this at the last meeting, both Councillor Dumper and myself, on the basis that the scale and mass of proposal was out of keeping with the street scene of nearby properties on that side of Trinfield Avenue. My personal view is that hasn't changed.
No.
The total, it wasn't just the case of the minor alterations that he's made. It is still a very large extension to an existing house, which is out of keeping with other bungalows on that side of the road. So I'm afraid I would therefore have to propose that we continue with the original objection. Have a second. Thank you.
Looks awful.
Yes. So proposed and seconded for refusal. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Next application is 17/0467 variance, Lovering House, Hullam Road. Variation of condition 2, approved plan numbers of planning permission 16/0454 full. Detached dwelling and garage, formation of access from highway to allow revised design. For garage incorporating hobbies room and timber deck to rear and steps to garden. The amended plans are showing the rear raised grass area. We had no objection to the original plans. The tree officer has no objection to the amended plans, but a decision notice should include conditions 3, 4 and 5 of the planning permission, of the original planning permission for 16/0454 full in respect to tree protection and landscaping. And that's what we said at the original.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you want to enlarge on that at all, Sue, on what those are.
Well, the tree officer has obviously asked that that the development was carried out. This is condition 3 that the tree officer is referring to, was carried out strictly in accordance with the tree protection details that were submitted. So obviously, you know, making sure the roots weren't disturbed, etc. And also that no changes in ground levels or excavation shall take place within the crown spread of the retained trees. And also they said that they must do the development in accordance with the recommendations of the arboricultural impact assessment report by the particular tree consultancy. And then prior to occupation of the new dwelling, a landscaping scheme shall have been submitted. All about the hedgerows and that. So we'll assume that the actual proposal they want to do is not, you know, breaking any of those conditions.
No.
So it's obviously tree officer's concern that the conditions are carried forward.
Mm. So obviously what we're saying is no objection to the amended plan, but ensure that the recommendations or the decision notice that included conditions 3, 4, 5 of the tree officer's report are move forward to this application. So I'm happy to approve on that basis.
Second.
Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval with those conditions. All those in favour? Thank you. Any against? No. Thank you. Right, we now move on to Litland Ward. And as the first item I've declared a pecuniary interest, I will hand the chair over to Councillor Bill Nash.
So this one's 17/09.
Sorry.
You did that deliberately to confuse me, didn't you? Now you're laughing.
Sorry, Bill.
Right, let's start again. Litland plan number 17/0912/COU. It's a change of use. Hospice care, Exworth and Limson Centre, Highview Gardens. It's a proposed change of use of existing first floor flat from residential class C3 to offices class B1, relating to the existing Exworth and Limstone Hospice Care Centre on the ground floor. The row of pictures along the top there do not alter at all from the existing or the proposal, because there's no external work being done, alteration to windows or anything else. The only thing that is happening is that the flat, if you enlarge it, can you enlarge that one up, the first floor? Yeah. Now the...
on the left, isn't it?
Yes, the flat on the right stays as it is, and it's a separate flat which is let by Hospice Care. The one on the left is now going to be a nurse's office and two other offices with its own kitchen, and there will be a stairway put in from the ground floor up to that. And that's the only alteration The rooms as present, which are bedrooms, are not being used. They need extra office space. The good news is they'll have more parking. Where you see those two cars there is going to be 5 parking for cars, plus another one up the side, which is 6. And the hospice care also own 2 garages just further at the back of the building, where not only can they take a car in each garage, but also park in front. So they've got 5, 6, 8, 10 parking spaces, apart from on the private road in the front. So there's no parking issues for this increased office use. So I would recommend change of use.
Second.
Maddie.
Yes, can I just say that they do such a wonderful job and taking on more staff to do hospice care at home, I think is excellent for Exmouth. So I would second what you said, Jim.
Yes, I ought to have added that. The reason for this is they're now going to be doing care at home. That's why they're taking on more nursing staff, so they need the rooms. So it's been seconded by Maddie, proposed by me. Can I have a vote for all those in favour? No abstentions? Yes, approved. Right, thank you.
Thank you, Bill. Lennon, shout.
Move on to the next application, which is 17/0902 full application, land at Orcombe Point, Queen's Drive, siting of refreshment kiosk for a temporary period of up to 3 years and repositioning of sign. We have one comment from Councillor Williamson, which I'll ask Sue to read for you.
Yes, Councillor Williams says he fully supports this application, which will enable the reinstatement of a cafe facility which has been in this location for many years. The initiative has been widely welcomed by the public, both residents and visitors. He would ask that any signage is in keeping with its sensitive and important location at the start of the Jurassic Coast. Obviously, in the event that this application comes to committee, he would reserve his permission until he's in full possession of all the relevant facts and arguments for and against. I'd just like to add that the actual land that this is sited on is owned by Clinton Devon and probably will not need to go to DMC for that reason. So.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I've had no other representations. Councillor Chapman was first.
Yes, Chairman. No, I think it's nice to see that what the public have actually asked for, because it came from the public, to ask for a cafe to be put back there. And I know this is temporary, and East Devon will be looking at bringing something more permanent forward, hopefully the toilets, So, no, I welcome it. I think it's good.
Councillor De Sara.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I note what Councillor Williams said, that he fully supports it, and I note from the documentation that the proposed kiosk will be a singular rectangular unit, and basically the layout of the scale is most suited for the whole thing. There will be landscaping and various other things, so I concur with what Councillor Chapman and, of course, Councillor Williams and many members of the public who were consulted, so I have to concur that it's most suitable project.
Thank you, Councillor Nash.
Yes, I support what's just been said. To emphasise, the lease is a short-term lease, 3 years. It's hoped that by that time, plans will come forward and the developer to put a much larger building on. This is quite small, won't have seating area, toilets or anything, but could be up and running during this summer, which is excellent.
Thank you. Councillor Bailey?
Thank you. Have we any photographs of the proposed development? Or any drawings that we can see?
Chairman, was there a right in saying it's going on the site of the old cafe, which is up the slope?
Mm.
So you go up the first slope, and then there's the flat site, and it would be there.
There's the old one.
There's the old one. And that's where we're going to put the steps.
So what is proposed, a shipping container or the
building? Well, it could be a shipping container and then converted and clad, or it could be an actual wooden building of about the size of a shipping container. Depends which is most economical. The East End District Council have got the funds, so it's not a question we're going to find a developer to do it. The money is there to do that type of specification.
Mm. I don't think it's been finalised as yet what the exact...
No, no.
Yeah, still to be discussed at East Devon, isn't it? Okay. So it's proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Any against? Thank you. Now move to Town Ward, application 17/0858, full 19 Roll Street. Alterations to shop front and installation of ATM. Highways do not wish to comment and we've had no representations. Councillor Masding. So it's a red surround, isn't it, really?
It's a red surround. I mean, obviously, they are just replacing the, on the right-hand window, as you do, they're proposing to install a TV screen, but it's actually a 46-inch television set with a vertically oriented with advertising material on it. This is behind the window glass on the...
On the other side, on the right side, yeah. Yeah. Anybody else wish to? No. Okay. No, Councillor Nash.
Yeah, it's just interesting alterations to shop front. It doesn't specifically say they're going to put a moving digital media message, TV type thing, on the shop front. I'd say that is going to be more intrusive than just the red surrounds of the ATM machine. As far as the guide for shop front, colours should all be in their corporate colours, which that red is, and then there's corporate colour. It will stand out a little more, and they could maybe claim as a safety factor as well. It's a bit dark in that particular area, particularly at night when you're standing. That red colour will make it quite clear you've got someone standing there. I don't have any problems with the red, but I would question what's going on with this digital media. There's a lot of flashing pictures. I mean, it's advertising. We're looking for a full for installation of ATM machine, shop front. But that is really advertising, isn't it? And it should be a separate...
I mean, it's only on in business... They've said it's only going to be on in during business hours, and I assume it's going to have information about their accounts and things, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like you have an Exeter.
Out of hours, it's just...
Yeah, out of hours, it'll be... out of hours, it'll be a still image with red back and white Santander text and logo. So I presume what it's going to do is change for their different products, I would imagine. Which you have in some of the Exeter, certainly the Exeter Building Societies have them, don't they?
Yeah,
I was going to say, state agents do too nowadays. Yeah. So we've got a proposal for a split decision, really. Proposed and seconded that we don't oppose the digital media sign in the right-hand window, but we feel that the left-hand window, the red surround, is out of keeping with the street scene, and that it would be rather, well, it's going to be rather sort of bright and compared to the rest of the street scene.
And the shop front guide.
And the shop front guide, yeah, the Exmouth shop front guide.
Well, Chairman, if we're making other businesses tone down, like Kentucky Fried Chicken, which is way out, which, unless you're going on the soft and road, you don't see it, we make them tone it down. We're making other people in town turn
it
down.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm quite happy with it.
And everyone has to be on the same.
Yeah, and as we said, it is out of keeping with the Exmouth shopfront guide, and it clearly, as Councillor Maslin has stipulated, he's read out the certain aspects which are out of line with the Exmouth shopfront guide. So, you know, I think, you know, it's been proposed for a split decision, really, for refusal of the red surround over the ATM machine, but that we're happy with the digital media screen in the window. That's what the original proposal was and seconded. So, all those in favour of that proposal?
What, refusal?
Refusal on the basis, the refusal of the split decisions, really. What Councillor Maslin was proposing is that refusal of the red surround and the ATM, because that's out of keeping with the shop guide, but the digital media actual screen, or whatever you want to call it, he was okay with.
Yeah.
That's the decision that we're...
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So proposed and seconded on that basis. Everybody in favour? Those against? Thank you. Now move to 16, oblique 2955 full, 40 Victoria Road. Conversion and extension to provide 5 flats. Amended plans, and this is just the amended flood risk assessment. The Town Council had no objection, subject to a flood risk assessment and sewage report. So we've now got an amended flood risk assessment, but obviously I don't suspect we've got a sewage report.
No.
So we'll obviously make the same condition again. But Councillor Maslin? Do you still want to make it subject to sewage report? Or?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Seconder?
Councillor
Nash?
Probably we need to discuss this a little more. There were 3 letters of complaint which we haven't then read out.
I haven't got any representations noted.
That was probably for the original application.
On parking.
Yeah, well, this is the amended plan, it's only in respect to the flood risk assessment.
Yeah. So did we comment about that on the original application?
Well, we had original application, we didn't comment. We had no objection subject to a flood risk assessment and sewage report.
Mm.
It was our decision at the last time we had this before us. So therefore, we've now not objecting in respect to the flood risk assessment because we've now received it. So we're approving subject to a sewage report.
Okay, we've approved it once.
No.
So
proposed and seconded on a basis of now received a flood risk report, but we're approving subject to a sewage report. All those in favour?
I'm waiting for the sewage report.
And against? Thank you. Now move to Withycombe Raleigh, application 17, oblique 0985, 24 Lovelace Crescent, extension of and alteration to existing single-storey rear extension and detached garage and construction of decked area to rear. Highways do not wish to comment and we've had no representations. I'm afraid I'll have to see this because I haven't, as it's Withycombe Raleigh. I don't think we've had any comment in from the local councillor, have we? Either
no.
Steve or Brenda?
No.
Okay. So, right, so could you bring the location? Could you just go back to location so we can see where it is? Okay. The site. Right, okay. Was it extension and alteration to existing single storey rear extension and detached garage and construction? Well, in my view, it's not going to make much difference if it's not overlooking anyone because it's too far from the property at the rear.
Yeah, it's just here. Yeah. And then it's got us, obviously got the roof. Lot.
Yeah.
It's just...
But it's not actually, it's at the rear, and there's nothing at the rear,
no.
Is there? And it's not overlooking anyone. Because it's, there's nothing at the rear, I therefore happy to propose approval. I think I've got a seconder for that, please. Thank you. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Next application is 17/09/23 full. 112 the miles. Construction of double garage with balcony over and creation of additional off-road parking to front elevation. Highways are given standing advice. We have one representation, so we'll just...
Yes, there's a representation from the nearby property who's concerned that the excavation work to carry out the proposal would undermine the foundations of 114 and that rainwater runoff may cause a problem.
Have we got a locate? We haven't got a location plan.
Oh wow!
Well, yeah.
All right. Okay. So it's 112 is the.
This is on the. Just
very high side.
It's on the right hand side. Side where all the steps are up and down.
Yeah.
Because 90 something's that side, so it must be.
114 is to
no, it's 112 is the application, which is where you are, isn't
yeah.
it? So 114 is to your right.
Yeah.
To your right.
Sorry,
it's 114 that no, it's 114 that's actually
yeah. written
in. It's written in. But I would have thought it would have gone down the road rather than
they're attached,
hmm. Well, that would all be building regulations, which would be East End District
yeah.
Council. So, I mean, any work that would be done would have to be regulated by them, which they would visit as they were working and doing the work and doing the excavation
mm-hmm.
works. I mean, that would be building regulations. So,
yeah.
East End District Council would be dealing with any works involved.
Yeah, the trouble is, it's on the side that I think it is, it could destabilise the whole front.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you. I mean, that's why it would have to be an East Devon District Council building regs.
Mm.
Because he'd have to ensure that it was...
Properties on the miles, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. There are a couple that have
yeah.
Been, yeah.
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 I think all
that's
we would be able to do is register our concerns and...
Yeah.
I think it would look nice to register.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, all we could do is just, if we're happy, is to approve, but, you know, and just raise our concern that the excavation, you know, it needs to be checked that the excavation work wouldn't undermine the whole area. I think that's the best we could do, because we're not experts on
no.
surveys, and it would actually come under building regulations when the actual work starts. It would have to be
yeah.
through them anyway.
Yeah,
so the problem is, once they start it...
I don't disagree with you at all.
Yeah.
But they would, I mean, I would have thought there'd be conditions on it for them to do that anyway when East Devon District Council, if they approved, would have to put conditions on that. They'd have to get all sorts of survey or ground...
groundwork.
Yeah, groundwork, surveys
yeah.
and everything else before they started doing any work to make sure that the ground's stable. Because they've got to ensure that's stable. Yes, I know. So I think I'll propose approval, making just as subject to those conditions that... They obviously need to ensure that the ground's stable and
yeah.
yeah. So, someone happy to second?
So if I hear a loud crash,
yeah,
half of the miles just disappear.
Yeah, I think that's the best we can do. I can't, you know.
Okay.
So, proposed and seconded for approval with those conditions. All those in favour? Against? Thank you. Last one on here is 17/08/84 full, land north of Liverton Business Park. Proposed new industrial units, B1, B2 and B8. There are no representations, no comments. I would assume this is just extending the normal units as they are, the 7 conversion units.
Roof.
Yeah.
Between Holdens.
Between Holdens and things. I mean, there's similar units to they have everywhere
yeah.
else on here, so I can't see that there's any problem with that, because that's really what... the land north of Liverton Park was being established anyway, and this is the extension really just for another three units. So,
Chairman, let's just ask.
Go on, go
is
back.
Is the Hartford units, presumably, which are already up and existing, and one is occupied, so it's the other three, is it? Or is it a new building?
Sure,
no, it's next to it. It's that, the block next to it, Bill, if you go to the right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the block to the right is the, isn't it? It's Hartford, the next door block.
Well, they're already up. So
yeah, no, to your right, isn't it? That's the new ones. Yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, that's where it's going there, Bill, where that red line is.
So it's the vacant plot at the moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so it's really the next block after Hartford, yeah. But similar units to what we've got on the rest of the estate. So I'm happy to propose approval. Second. Proposed and seconded for approval. All those in favour? Against? No, thank you. Now, items for consideration. Those on, we've got street cafe licence.
To
go with a copy letter and plan was attached.
For the application, didn't I? For the barriers.
Hello, you don't have to leave. You don't need to go because it's Devon County Council. You don't need to leave because it's a Devon County Council licence, not an East Devon. Because it's Devon County Council street licence, it's not an East Devon street licence.
Okay.
I take your point, but when it comes to alcohol sales on the street,
no, it's not.
That would be attached. That would have to come before East Devon.
Yes, but this is a pavement license. This is pavement license. It's not
alcohol.
No,
put table and chairs.
It's to put table and chairs out. It's nothing to do with alcohol licenses. Last meeting, you'll remember, we had those little barriers. They asked us to. Agree. Well, this now is the actual cafe license for the chairs and everything else, isn't it?
Yeah.
So this is really.
We approved.
Well, we had the barrier things, didn't we?
Yeah.
That came before
and
council.
We approved that. So
this is now the actual
table.
The tables and chairs and everything else.
I haven't got a problem with the two across there. There's seven in there.
It's identical to
what they
have. To the previous one.
Yeah.
I looked it up, it's identical to the previous
one. There's no difference from the previous one.
What, they had seven tables out in front of them?
That's what was cited on there. This is a renewal.
Yeah. It's a renewal.
It's new.
Yeah, but
it's
a renewal
it's
of the same.
It's
a
exactly
renewal.
The same.
It's exactly the same.
Yeah. Exactly the same as what the previous one was. So, I mean, we approved the previous one, so I don't think, unless anybody's got any evidence, there's been a...
And I think they're more retained with now with the canvas barriers. It's going to look a bit tidier.
Yeah. Councillor Masding.
Yes, sir. I noticed on the letter that comes with it, they plan to open 7 o'clock in the morning, 7 days a week. And I think that's unfair on nearby residents myself, and don't see the need for it, particularly on Sunday mornings. So I would propose that we ask them to revise their opening times.
This particular application, as far as I understand, is just about tables and chairs and the street licence. It's not in respect of opening hours.
The attached letter and plan will be. I don't know, can comment on the.
We can comment on it, certainly. I'm happy to comment on it, but the actual operating hours, if they're going to extend any hours and need any sort of licence, then that would be a separate licensing application. It would have to be. I don't know what their operating hours are at the moment. I won't know because at this application at the moment we're just supposed to be is looking at a street cafe licence in respect of the tables and chairs that are actually out on the
opening hours
on the Strand. They've put the proposed operating hours, but if that involves any alcohol, then that would or wouldn't it?
Well,
it would have
to
come.
Licensing anyway.
Yeah.
Right,
It would have to.
It seems odd, doesn't it? Maybe people do want to sit out there at 1 o'clock
breakfast.
In the morning drinking coffee, I suppose.
I mean, I have to say, personally speaking, I don't know what the original, what the current operating hours are, to know if they're applying for any change. Because if it's new owners and they're applying, this is a renewal of a street licence, the letter would normally say that. It would normally give us details of the street licence that they're asking. So, I mean, if you're happy, the council date ends on the 26th of May. Are you happy we defer this to get more information?
Yes.
And then I'll get the details of the existing operating hours.
But as I bet you a pound or penny, within a matter of 2 or 3 months, there'll be an application for alcohol.
Yeah. So if we defer and get the full information.
Can I suggest that we ask County Council to put it in with accordance with everyone else? Because I know they put tables and chairs in the cafe, so when they go in the morning, they take the chairs and tables out, and they only serve in the cafe. I don't think I've seen anyone that early in the morning.
No.
I don't know why I'm talking about this in the night.
No, well, quite. But I think it's just to get the tables and chairs out, and that's when they start cooking and baking.
Yeah. So I think what we need to do is obviously get more information of what it is at the present time, because this is the normal way they write a letter. You know, they say the proposed operating hours, but it could be exactly the same as it is already, or that could be new operating hours. So
it
could
be
ambiguous. So
it should all be the same.
Yeah. So I think the best thing to do is to defer, and then we'll get all the information, because we have time to do that with a consultation end date of the 26th of May.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't imagine a grower tractor and drinking coffee from 11 o'clock until 1 in the morning.
No,
but if they're going to if they're changing licensing hours, actual alcohol licensing hours, then we'd have to have an application for licensing for a change of the hours, because quite rightly, very often you need different conditions and different
for licensing.
Well, if they extend their license, you may ask for particular conditions on it.
So they've got nowhere else to put them.
No, so it might well be that their operating hours are 7 till 3, but they're not actually, no difference in their alcohol licence or anything till when it is now. So what we'll do is we'll get more information and come back to the next meeting, if people are happy with that. Okay, thank you. The next item is Exeter Road Community Primary School Foundation State Unit Consultation. Devon County Council Strategic Planning Team are consulting on Exeter Road Community Primary School. They made a proposal on lowering the age range from 4 to 11 to 2 to 11 from September 2017. And there was some further information available. It's just really they're looking for any observations we have, whether we would support the change to 2 to 11 or if we've got any reasons why we don't feel we could support it. They're just consulting, and if we wanted to put any particular issues we had. I mean, obviously, this is just extending the age range, which a number of schools already have.
Is this to provide them with a playgroup?
It's a reply. I would imagine it's to move right the way through. I mean, the background is the objective of the proposal is to change the status of our preschool, which currently Governor run, to become an incorporated into the main school to form a foundation stage unit with a reception class. This will extend the age range of the school from 4 to 11 years to 2 to 11 years, as the school is a foundation school, and as the change in age is for 2 years, this is a non-statutory process. The setting will have a provision of up to 8 two-year-olds per session. So, and then it's got various things, so it's about the school and the number they can have in the school, etc. So basically what they're doing is just consulting to see if anybody's got any particular issues with that change, but it's really, as they've said here, change the status of the preschool. Some schools have already changed, in fairness, to incorporate that so that they can take in the younger children, for their preschool.
Yeah.
And then they very often, and they do with other schools in Exmouth, that they go to the preschool and then generally go up to the reception class after they've done that. So if anybody's got any observations at all, or is everybody happy just for us to note that? Okay, we've got no. Items for information, tree preservation order, 118A Exeter Road. Appeal against refusal of the planning permission from Mr. Dibley at 62 Foxholes Hill, which is a rear ground floor extension and loft conversion, which, as you know, we discussed on a number of occasions. An appeal has been made against the decision of East Devon to refuse and grant the permission. And then we've got the appeal decision of Blue Cedar Homes, with the variation of condition 5 of the approval, which we did discuss previously, and the appeal was allowed. And a copy of the decision notice was attached for information, particularly to the Littleham councillors. And then, obviously, there's the normal planning decisions, which it appears we've got 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
Well done, team. There being no other matters for discussion, I'll close the meeting. Thank you.